Patrick, here's one for you.
Hi, Naked Scientists. Is there such thing as a perfect genetic love match?
So should I be using some kind of app to work out who's genetically most compatible with me? What do you think?
Are you trying to give me an aneurysm on air? There are a number of different services like this that have popped up on the internet in the last, especially in the last 2 or 3 years. So it's gotten now really inexpensive to sequence people's genomes. And so there are tests that people have heard of, like Ancestry.com, 23andMe, that can tell you where your family's from. That's fair enough. But then there are a bunch of crazy ones like Genetic Love Match. Yeah, I saw this one in the Daily Mail at one point a couple months ago. There's Will Your Child Be Good at Soccer, genomics.net. And all of these are almost categorically snake oil. So I worry very much about this because I think it will give genetics a bad name and make it more difficult to do actual personalized medicine and these sorts of things in the future.
Phil?
There is a possibility of having preferred genetic things. So if you were a carrier for a particular genetic condition, you would be better matched with someone who doesn't carry that gene, so there's less chance of your offspring having those diseases.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
So in that sense, there would be favorable genetic matches.
Yeah, so there's some science around like what's called the HLA, which is a part of your genome that controls the immune system. And there's some science around, are you going to have pheromonal attraction to this person? But to the degree that it's genetically predictable is very low.
Because this is true in mice, isn't it? If you put mice together and you give them a choice of which mate they would like, they will seek out the one which is most genetically distinct and different to themselves compared with mating with, say, a closer relative given a choice. So they can tell.
It very well may be that they can tell, but I think, unfortunately, in humans, the social structures that we exist in might be a little bit more complicated than what you could construct in a laboratory condition.
Okay.
Do you think do any of these genetics dating services offer a service for post-hoc dating? So like if you start dating someone and you really
don't want to get too involved
with somebody who you're genetically like both recessive carriers of something really bad, is that out there yet?
Yeah, so I think so. Carrier testing is a very legitimate thing. And I think that's one of the first things that will become mainstream because there is principled science behind it. But maybe you're onto something. It's a good way to kind of tell someone we have to break up because the app says that we're not a genetic love match and it makes it easier for everybody.
Gets you off the hook a little bit.